Welcome back to Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. I'm Matt Bubala, in for John Hansen this afternoon. Thanks for being with us, everybody. 312-981-7200. If you want to jump in, joining us in studio right now is Michael Raff, Director of Tax at the Gordon Law Group. You can find them at 847-581-6951 or go to GordonLawLTD.com. And we're going to talk about tax debt. It's nice to meet you, Michael. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, Matt. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
It's not a fun conversation. Because if you have tax debt, you are, and I've been here, you're constantly just in a perpetual state of sweat because that is such a weight on your shoulders.
Yeah, I completely understand that. And that's oftentimes one of the first conversations I'm having with prospective clients is it's just taken them so long to reach out. But even that first step of reaching out is often a weight off the shoulders. And I always tell my clients, you know, if you're retaining us to help you out of this, our goal is to take that burden from you and put it on ourselves to do good by you. We want you to be sleeping at night. And, yeah. You know, the IRS or Illinois, they want you to get back into compliance. So it's always that good idea to take that first step, reach out to someone who can definitely help you out.
And let me ask you, because a lot of times you'll hear ads on radio or on TV about, you know, get out of your crisis with this, we'll solve it, we'll this or that. Yeah. My guess is that's maybe more hopeful than is what the reality is going to be. You can get out of it, but you are going to pay, right? I mean, the IRS is, or tell me how much they work with us on these things.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it's always different depending on who we're talking about, right? If we're talking about the IRS or if we're talking about the Illinois Department of Revenue, those are really the two agencies that our group really works with. Your situation is going to depend based upon your income, based upon your expenses, and based upon your assets. And that's really what's going to be looked at if you're trying to reach some sort of settlement with the IRS or the Illinois Department of Revenue, something called an offer in compromise. In some cases, you really potentially could settle for pennies on the dollar. It's not impossible that that might happen. But it really is dependent on your individual facts and circumstances. So no one should be telling you that they can settle your debt and this is the exact number that you're going to pay. It doesn't work like that. You're going to need to actually talk with a professional who has an experience dealing with those agencies and knows what to look for and to help you sort of qualify yourself before you rush into hiring someone to help you.
It's funny because you say, well, you could settle it for pennies on the dollar. So somebody might think, well, maybe I keep holding out here and then we figure that out. But that's probably a dangerous route to go down, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you really need to reach out. As soon as you have a tax debt, there's no reason to let it keep sitting. You know, the penalties, the interest, they continue to accrue. The longer you let it sit, the longer it's going to be that weight on you. It's always, you know, it's always a good idea to reach out for help. You know, hopefully you don't have that tax debt, but don't let it keep snowballing. That's always the worst. If you can cut it off, that's really what the agencies want you to do.
Well, and that's the big thing, as I've found in the past at least, is that by coming forward and getting to work on it, you at least stop the bleeding, right? You can figure out, okay, this is how bad it is. And the good news is maybe you're not going to reduce it all or get it for pennies on the dollar, but the IRS will work with you to start making payments in some way so you can figure out, okay, I know I did this. I know I owe this, but they'll work with you to pay it off over an amount of time.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
And that's called an installment agreement. You know, we tell clients there's a resolution for everyone, whatever that might be. It may be that it's an installment agreement. It might be paying it all back. It might be paying part of it back. It might be an actual settlement. It may be no payments on the past bill, but you work towards the future. So there's all different kinds of resolution options that one may qualify for. It's really, what are your individual circumstances? What is best for you? And that's where professionals and attorneys really can help you.
So the most important thing is to call right away when you have a problem. How important is it that we actually don't get to that point in the first place, that we call you early enough so that we're on a schedule, we're doing things the right way? Because not only is it the problems of we're going to pay all this, but the cost of everything. I mean, those penalties go up fast, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Obviously, if you can avoid a tax liability, that's the best. I oftentimes see self-employed individuals really get into trouble with not withholding enough for quarterly estimated tax payments, not paying on a schedule. And then they can get hit with, if they pay late, there's the late payment penalty. There's the failure to make estimated tax payment penalty. The worst, and really try not to do this, is the failure to file penalty. That's a large penalty that adds up real quick. The extension deadline is coming up here in less than 2 weeks. Make sure you file those tax returns by 10/15 if you extended earlier this year. But do know, if there are penalties that are incurred, if that does happen to you, there are ways potentially to abate those penalties. There are things called reasonable cause penalty abatement requests that we can, again, help qualify you for, or you should consider. There's also something even called the first time abatement. There's some penalties that the IRS might say, okay, you know, first time that you've had these problems, we're here to work with you to see if we can abate these and get you filing compliant going forward. So yes, best not to have the penalties at all, but if they do arise, there are things that can be done, hopefully, to mitigate that.
Now, I want to ask you about one client that you had. You had a self-employed client, made a good amount of money, had never withheld anything for taxes, and hadn't filed taxes for about a decade. The tax bill was about $500,000, but with an offer and compromise, you were able to get that down to about $60,000. How did that work out?
Yeah, that is a true story. As I mentioned, the offer and compromise process, at least with respect to the IRS, is very formulaic. And so in some instances, the more you owe can actually lead to being eligible for an offer and compromise where maybe you wouldn't have been otherwise. And then it does turn into that formulaic calculation. It's going to look at your income across a few years. It's going to look at your expenses, and it's going to look at your assets. And based upon those formulas, we were able to argue. I think in that specific instance, we were even denied at the threshold level, but taking the case to appeals, we were actually able to achieve the settlement. And that's an example, absolutely, of a success story for an offer and compromise, where unfiled returns for several years can lead to a big debt, but it also can be eradicated. Now, that's a story that, please understand, took months to years to complete from start to finish. But it's an example of where an offer and compromise can absolutely be had and can get someone out of a real pickle that's been festering for quite some time.
That sounds like a heck of a pickle. Self-employment must be an area where, you know, a lot of us will start a small business and we don't want to spend all sorts of money on accountants and lawyers and everything all the time like we should. We don't learn everything. We think, you know, we can get through this. We can. And there are so many products these days, right, that you claim to be able to do things yourself, TurboTaxes and everything else, that we think we can save a dollar here or there, and in the end, find out something like, oh, I needed to do this a different way all this time. So how important is it? It's tough, Michael, because you're talking about, on the one hand, the guy who had $500,000 and got off for $60,000. So I think we're sitting here going, well, what do I do here?
You know, that may be an example of an extreme case where something worked and we were able to do things as tax attorneys that understand the system and know what to request. I would encourage listeners out there, of course, don't get yourself into a position where you have unfiled taxes for many years. Don't get yourself into a position that you owe the IRS, the Illinois Department of Revenue, several hundreds of thousands of dollars. Absolutely, pay your quarterlies. I encourage small business owners to get the accounting help, early get legal help as well. Understand what you're getting yourself into. Figure out what the most tax-efficient strategy is to start your small business. It may be just a sole proprietorship. It might be an S corporation. It could be a corporation. You know, I would definitely encourage you to reach out to professionals early on in your journey.
Well, and that's a really interesting point, I think, that we don't think enough about, is that we think, oh, we don't pay this or that, we'll get away with it, or maybe we're this or that. But by not talking to a legal professional, there's probably a lot of ways to minimize our tax burden that we don't take advantage of.
Absolutely. There are mechanisms by which you can, in some cases, save on self-employment taxes. There are other instances where you can take deductions that you didn't even realize you could take, or expenses against the business you hadn't even thought about before. So I, again, would always state having that accountant or bookkeeper, attorney, someone there to talk to you while you're running your own business is crucial.
We're speaking with Michael Raff. He's the director of tax at Gordon Law Group. You can call them for tax help at 847-581-6951 or go to GordonLawLTD.com. Let's take a quick break. Meredith is on the phone. You can ask a question as well. 312-981-7200. It's Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. Matt Bubala here with you on 720 WGN. Welcome back into Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. John Hansen's away at a wedding today. Matt Bubala here with you until 5 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. In studio with us is Michael Raff, Director of Tax at the Gordon Law Group. And Meredith from Palatine is on the phone. She's got a question. Hey, Meredith, how are you?
Hi, good. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
Quick question for you. So I have some back taxes that I owe, and it's something that I've been trying to work on for a few years. And so I can't get a hold of anyone at the IRS. And I recently got a letter that says I have to pay this tax debt by October 11th. But obviously I need to work out a payment plan. But again, I've been trying for months, trying to get ahead of it. you know, get it resolved before this time, before I get a letter, and so here's where I'm at.
So you have past due taxes that you've been...
And I've received a letter about it.
Okay.
And they say that the due date is October 11th. And I knew the letter was coming. Like, you know what I mean? I was waiting for it, hoping to get a different phone number to be able to get past, because the IRS just hangs up on you.
How much do you owe in taxes, Meredith?
It's about $5,000.
Okay. All right, Michael.
Yeah, Meredith, it's a really common complaint that I'm hearing these days, getting a lot of phone calls like, I'm unable to get through to the IRS. What can you do? And I'll agree with you. They have had a significant reduction in capacity as a result of COVID. It's been a lot of frustrated taxpayers, and they're well aware of that. In terms of what can be done on your end to try to get through to them, I always encourage calling early in the morning or later in the evening. That's typically the way that you can try to get through and spend your time on hold. I will tell you, tax professionals do have certain lines that make it easier for them to get through, but right. it's still been a much longer wait for the professionals even than it was prior to COVID. So it's a tough situation as a taxpayer.
So my concern is, and I don't mean to cut you off, I'm sorry, but my concern is, like, if I miss this due date, now what?
Yeah, obviously you want to hit target due dates with the IRS. You know, failure to do that, they can move it up the collection chain. They usually will send out a series of notices before they would do anything such as wage garnishment or levy, and you would certainly have something called a final notice of intent to levy before they could take any of that garnishment, bank garnishment or wage garnishment action. Okay. But that doesn't prevent them from filing a notice of federal tax lien or other issues. So it's obviously important to try to hit deadlines with them. At the same time, they are very aware that their staff issues are prevalent. So I would just encourage you to keep trying and get through to them either as close to the due date as you can, or consider reaching out to a professional for help to try to get through a little bit faster.
If Meredith can't get through and she can't make the whole payment of $5,000, what should she do aside from, of course, reaching out to a professional? Pay a little bit, pay whatever you can so that they see that you made a payment, or does that not satisfy them in any way?
The IRS will always say if you can't make the full payment, you can always make voluntary payments while you're trying to get into a resolution. But ultimately, what they're going to have you do is get into a formal resolution with them for the back taxes. And that might be, Meredith, either an installment agreement where they will agree to terms with you for you to pay something monthly to them, or if you're in a real bad financial condition right now, it's possible they might put you into what's called a temporary, currently non-collectible status, where you'll go through a series of financial information with them, and they might say, okay, for the time being, we won't try and collect the back taxes from you. You still owe us. There's still penalty and interest accruing, but we're not going to keep writing you letters saying that we expect you to call us to reach a resolution. That's a temporary status. The balance doesn't go away. In fact, it continues to grow. So in my work, we try to reserve that status for very very special types of taxpayers that don't expect to really ever get out of that status. Otherwise, it's putting it off for tomorrow, but you're going to owe more in penalty and interest down the road.
Thank you very much, Meredith, for calling in. We do appreciate it. Talk a little bit about how it is to work with the IRS or the state of Illinois right now. Pretty much everywhere you go, people are having trouble with staffing. Is that an issue, or is it just so many people are having tax issues that they're overwhelmed?
You know, it might be a combination of both. It's definitely staffing, and I hear it from the professionals at the IRS that I speak with, as well as the Illinois Department of Revenue. They've had retirements. They've had budgets that they haven't been able to hire in the past. So there's definitely staffing issues. At the same time, they probably are getting an influx because they were so backed up with the mail, so backed up with processing returns, and during COVID, a lot of people developed issues that it's harder for them to talk to all the different taxpayers and reach that resolution. So we've been seeing a lot of calls for failure to be able to reach the IRS, similar to Meredith. And, you know, again, we have, as a professional, special phone numbers that we can call in and try to get to the IRS a little bit faster. So we can definitely help out taxpayers that aren't able to reach them, help them reach a resolution with the IRS or Illinois Department of Revenue. But absolutely, it is a valid criticism. And I think the IRS and the Illinois Department of Revenue are aware of the staff shortages right now.
Texter asks, is it October 11th or October 15th to file a late return?
Oh, I sure hope it's October 15th. It's not a late return. It's an extended return. So in order for that to be the due date, don't forget, you would have had to have extended your tax return prior to the May 17th this year tax deadline.
Are things going to go back to more of a normal deadline situation next year, or do you think this is going to go on for a while?
I would expect to be filing tax returns in April of next year, but I think if you had asked us last year if we would have thought it would have been April, we probably would have said yes. So it's, I guess with COVID and the waves that are coming and going, you know, who really can predict, I don't know, another 6 months down the road?
Are you less likely to get audited right now because of everything going on, or more likely?
You know, I don't know if it's a more or less, but I can tell you that in our controversy practice, we're still seeing audits being initiated both by the state, actually a lot by the state, as well as the IRS. So I don't think audits have slowed tremendously, although it's been a very common complaint of the clients and prospective clients that I've spoken with that it's not fair that they're auditing during the pandemic. I get it. I understand that. They still have to do their job. And so therefore, we have to do our job.
Well, the phrase is don't put off till tomorrow what you can do today. When it comes to taxes, that's probably doubly true because the penalties are going to add up very quickly. If you are in trouble or thinking about this or knowing you need to get ahead of things, give a call to the Gordon Law Group, 847-581-6951, or go to GordonLawLTD.com. Michael Raff, Director of Tax at the Gordon Law Group, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Matt.